And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is psychopaths who take oaths to prevent humanity as being What's Ailing America. And I just get all worked up whenever I look at this article. It just amazes me that they're putting it right in our face. In other words, yes, you have poison all around you. We've allowed it to happen. We know it's getting worse every day. We know that you're paying us to clean it up. But we want to give the money to attorneys because that's how we work. What do you think about that, Chris, from Las Vegas?
Well, I think you're precisely correct, Dr. Carley. The attorneys, those legal sleazy merchants of the Pharisees who contrived the fairy tales, who claim that anything that they say is legal unless timely and specifically objected to, therefore stands as truth on the record, cannot be challenged. But these are all mere contrivances of the legal mercenaries of the Pharisee tribes, of the Zionists, who seek to rule the world.
There you go.
Yep. I will note to you that I guess there could be small condolences to be taken. I just got an email from the EPA on their mailing list this week that Lisa Jackson is apparently departing that agency after aiding and abetting the poisoning of the Gulf with the core exit under the Deepwater Horizon project, which many Americans submitted real solutions to capturing the emanations of oil from that broken by design contrivance down there, from allowing the rig to break down to help Bush and Cheney and his acquired Boots and Coots and BAP, British Petroleum, to profit egregiously at the loss and injury to every Gulf Coast resident and anyone who consumes food from the sea in that area and around the world.
Well, let me just say that was totally obvious to me. Not only that, but I think also there may be some other huge faux pas ready to be released. And so that's what these minions always do. They step down because once they step down and they're no longer in their office, then they can kind of disappear into the private sector or whatever. But yeah, I totally agree with you. As a matter of fact, that false flag in the Gulf had so many layers to it, like they always do. Depopulation of the surrounding areas, contamination of the, you know, Gulf itself with the Corexit. I think that their actual goal was to turn the entire Gulf into a gigantic oil field. And they want those people to get out of there, but they won't leave. And I don't understand that personally, because certainly they're in harm's way. But these are obviously people, especially in Louisiana, that it's almost like a spiritual connection they have to their land. So bully for them. But they have all these commercials on now where, you know, sponsored by BPA, where it's saying, oh, our tourism is better than ever, and you know, they show the food and the blue water and blah, blah, blah. It's not going to work.
Mere hearsay unsupported by fact, law, or evidence. I would suggest that the Fukushima thing was another sort, and that every agency of the Soviet-styled Politburo central-controlled communist-styled federal government has been converted to an enemy agency prosecuting a war against Americans, and that they are... Oh, we got a break coming up?
Yeah, please stay on the line. This is very important. I definitely want you to continue with this, Chris. Although I'll say it's not just Americans, it's humans. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America. We have Chris on the line from Las Vegas, and I appreciate you calling in, Chris. You always have excellent comments. And I get so frustrated as I... accumulate this evidence. You know, I have folders for different things, like the EPA, and I just cut out these articles and I stick them in the folders, and every once in a while I put it all together, and it's so obvious that they are allowing us to be poisoned. It's always the big picture. See, you can have all the health care, quote unquote, you want till the cows come home. If you have a Superfund site in your backyard and you're being sprayed with chemtrails and getting vaccinated and things of this nature, you're dead.
You're absolutely right. The insanity of these hyperboles that they present as their substantiation for what they're doing under the guise of for the public safety is, it's ludicrous. It is absolutely beyond common sense to even conceive that what they're doing has our interest at heart. They're prosecuting the tribal interest of the secularists that they tend to march to in the interest of the global conspiracy to rule the world for Satan.
Right.
These are absolute Pharisaic fairy tales where they tell us one thing when they're doing exactly the opposite to give us the pretense of feeling good about what they're doing to us and paying for it at the same time.
But it's so obvious. Chris, why can't more people see it? This is what really makes me very frustrated. For example, there's another article on December 15th, 2012, page 9A in CharlotteObserver.com. EPA, new rules on soot should reduce disease. So they're talking about this dangerous soot that has minute particles of smaller than the diameter of a strand of human hair that are particularly dangerous for children because they lodge deep in the lungs. When those of us in the know that we've been sprayed with chemtrails for more than a decade, and they're talking about soot, and they're doing nothing about the chemtrails, it's unbelievable. It's like we're living in some kind of a sci-fi movie where everybody's brain dead except for just a few that can actually see. I guess that would be the They Live movie or something.
Well, these radical revolutionary terrorists who have seized control of our government live under the hallucination that everyone on the planet is as stupid as they are and will believe whatever psycho dribble comes out of their blithering mouths. They all have every word that comes out of their mouth has at least two, if not three, different objects of what they're trying to accomplish on multiple different levels. They don't play chess on one level. They play it on three or four dimensions. And
right.
So every object that they try to accomplish has multi-interest of accomplishment, and the silent weapons for quiet wars form a technocratic utilization of all forms of science, medicine, food, air, water, legalese, everything is to be used as a weapon to seize control under the concepts of the New World Order of Satan worship.
Exactly. And what are we going to do?
Well, we're sitting here trying to wake the world up by telling them the truth in spite of the lies that are professed ad infinitum in the lamestream media and news, which is really history every day, which is really a propagandistic agenda of deceiving the people to believe that everything is well and happy while they're plotting against us to wipe us off the planet.
Exactly. And I know that we are accomplishing that goal. It's not happening as fast as I would like, but I love hearing from people like you and others on different shows that I do and emails and Skypes. I mean, no, there's no question people are waking up. They feel like it's a little gargantuan in terms of, you know, dealing with it. But what I'm here to tell people is that if you lose your fear and you take your power back and you say, I will never submit to these monsters. I will say no at every level. I will do whatever I can to protect myself and my family and my pets. And that's just the way it is. They live off fear. They love that vibration. And once that turns to power, they're going to get real nervous.
Well, your observations are wise and very well contemplated, and they are the Creator's mindset. If we trust in Him, we have no reason to fear what they can do to us because theirs is a evil agenda, and He will protect us, and we may be dying, but we will be safe forever. These criminazis will be condemned to burn in Gehenna under the boiling pit of human excrement that they claim that we're headed for forever.
Well, I would love to be there just to watch that movie. I hope to be on the other side as far as my ultimate resting place. But I want to make sure they get what they deserve, because the suffering that these monsters have caused, I mean, I know, because I get calls from people every day. I've seen it in the hospitals. I've experienced it in the courts. These monsters, and that's one of our big problems, Chris, is that people with a conscience cannot even conceive of this level of evil. So can I just ask you, like, what was it? I like to ask people, what was it that started you investigating? Like, how did your eyes start to open? Because most people here in this country, they're waving their flags, oh, we're the greatest country in the world, period, you know? Forget the fake wars, whatever, I don't want to look over there. What was it that made you open up your eyes?
As a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement officer, when I bought land in the middle of nowhere and the county of Yavapai tried to act like they owned money that I had owned land that I had paid cash for, or at least FRNs, tried to claim they owned it and I couldn't camp on it. I knew something was way wrong and I started waking up about 10 years ago.
Well, everybody has their way of starting to wake up, and it's really amazing because, you know, in mine was the medical mafia, but once you start to smell a gefilte fish, it's really amazing. It leads you from one thing to another thing to another thing, and then you realize, just like that RBN commercial says, you know, the never-ending corruption in our government. We have to take responsibility for what these psychopaths are doing. They're getting ready now to put us over the cliff, to charge people more taxes. How many people are going to be homeless on the streets? I can't even imagine where we're going. 2013 is going to be real ugly because they have sent so many jobs overseas and people, they have no food. What are they going to do?
Well, to illustrate how crazy these demoniacs are, if you recall, Clinton, under the Monica Lewinsky case, was posed the question, or at least made the answer to the question, it depends upon what the meaning of it is. He cleverly stated that he was a female goddess cult of ISIS worshiper.
Wow. Very good.
ISIS.
Wow. Right. And, of course, we just ignored all the people in Arkansas. I mean, I have the DVD, the Clinton Chronicles, and all the stuff that came out at that time of their MENA, Arkansas drug trade and the young kids who actually witnessed certain things and they were killed. And then I forget what the body count was. It was at least 80. And all this stuff was coming out, and people are talking about a stain on Monica Lewinsky's dress. And that was a distraction, and that's how they got people to be distracted from the actual massive crimes that these monsters were engaged in. And now he's just doing very well. He's on the world stage and going around giving talks at, you know, $200,000, $300,000 a pop. It's amazing.
Well, remember that the deception, according to Sun Tzu, is the most efficient use of resources to take over your enemy you seek to infiltrate and take over by stealth. That is precisely what they've done, but we're waking them up, Dr. Crawley, and I thank you so much for what you do. I know this is a labor of love and obligation to the people to provide them with truth, and thank you for allowing me to participate with you today to wake up America.
Anytime, Chris, thank you for what you're doing. Like I always say, I like to do some shows where I just talk to the listeners and give some information, because this is what keeps me breathing. We're not alone. We have others out there, and we may never meet them in person, but they are the real deal, and that's why I do these shows, and especially on RBN, because there's so many people like that. Okay, we have Susie from Minnesota. Are you there, Susie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
Hi. I wanted to hone in on the Superfund labeling to make sure people are not confused. When it gets the label, it doesn't mean they're doing a damn thing. We had three.
Yeah, that's obvious. But you apparently have honed in on something I'm not aware of, so please share.
Yeah, okay. So how I got involved about 6 years ago, three blocks away, became a cleanup site for dry cleaning. And it was the third one in our city. Now, never mind that the chemicals are still used today. These VOCs do not disappear when they're in your system. They don't disappear. People don't realize that. And worse is when they get underneath the water, they sit underneath the aquifers. They can't get rid of them.
Okay, I have two things to say. We're going to be having to go to a break, but I want you to stay on the line because it's very important. First of all, I realized years ago that what they did with the toxic fumes from dry cleaning is they made it where you can't smell it. So just because you can't smell it doesn't mean it's not there. But I want to know, how come the government ended up being involved in this Superfund site when obviously the dry cleaner should have paid for the cleanup? Okay, we'll bring you back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America, and we have Susie on the line from Minnesota. And I want to spend some time on this, Susie, because I don't remember if I've ever even talked about the dangers of the dry cleaning volatile organic compounds that are used. I found out years ago that they had actually made the compounds to the point where they could not be smelled. Somehow they neutralized the factors that would activate the nerve cells in the nose. And so people don't smell this crap, and they bring it into their house, and they don't realize that they're actually contaminating their entire environment.
Yep.
So what I tell people is, first of all, don't buy anything that has to be dry cleaned.
Yeah.
But if for some reason you have had something that has to be dry cleaned and you are attached to it or whatever, if you get it dry cleaned, you got to leave it hanging outside without that plastic wrap for at least a couple of days, just to air it out and get that crap out of it. But I'm very confused how if some establishment had been deemed to be causing toxic, outlet into the environment of their poisons, how come they weren't forced to clean it up?
Well, see, this is how it works. I'm assuming it works like this in each state. But I worked directly with the state level, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, which the name itself is a smokescreen. You know, come on. They're not controlling pollution.
Right. They're covering it up.
Exactly.
And that's true for all agencies, right?
Right. So I found out, because I worked really huge on this, it's three blocks away, and this became the second Superfund. But before it becomes Superfund, it's at state level where state monies are used, and I don't know what the ceiling is when they no longer can afford to clean it up. But I found out that all dry cleaners have to put money into a fund for cleaning up. And the fact of the matter is, there isn't even enough money in that fund to take care of money for one site. So that's a joke.
There's not enough money to take care of the lawyers who are going to fight over it. Now let's bring it to that level.
Well, we know darn well because the system against us and it's supporting, you know, corporations. So it's a given the system's going to be that way.
Right.
It just makes sense. So it goes to the state level, and then I don't know what the ceiling is when they stop spending the money, but the site a few blocks from me, they were going to had a development sign up and everything, and then they started doing the testing. By the way, they stole the land away from the owners because the owners weren't going to do what the city wanted them to do. So they stole the land away. And then when they started to delve into, because there was a gas station there and this dry cleaning, they actually made it worse by when they were testing through my research, because I went and copied every file that they had at the MPCA. They actually, with testing, because they probe into the ground to take soil samples, they put a hole through the tank, the holding tank, which had sludge in it, and it created a whole gateway for the mess to take off.
Wow.
And so, meanwhile, it's 2012. I called the persons that are still on the case, and I said, well, what's happening this year? He said, it depends upon if we get money from the federal level. So, just because it has a Superfund status, it doesn't mean they're cleaning up. It means
well,
nothing.
That was my whole point.
Right.
And of course, the fact that they stole the land from the
yep.
owners.
Yep.
I mean, that's counterintuitive to what you would do if you actually wanted an answer, because by definition, they should have been responsible for what they had done. And
well,
instead, they relieved them. They may have stole their land, but I guarantee you they saved money.
Exactly.
In comparison to what it would have caused them to clean that mess up.
Exactly. I think it worked out well. Well, actually, there is no obligation. Let's say I find on my property a toxin, however it got there, just like I unearthed something, and oh my gosh, you have no obligation. You bring it to the state, and they'll take care of it. That's all your obligation is. But this is really huge. I remember you talking about and then try selling your home.
Right.
Okay, here's the deal. Once you've been notified, once the letter comes in the mail, of which we weren't on the first mailing that went out, we were on the third mailing because they only wanted to let the few people know about the cleanup. Then it went to the next tier, then they sent out mailing. Then I was in the next mailing, and that's when I went door-to-door with a friend to find out if anybody had wells to let them know, to pay attention to what that letter said. But anyway, so once you get a letter that says it's possible VOCs, you now, like the mandate where you have to disclose if your home has had lead paint, you now have to disclose that it may be toxic with the VOCs because you got the letter. Not that it exists in your home, not that there's any, you know, truth to that it's actually coming in, but the potential's there.
Okay, wait. Tell the listeners what DOC stands for.
The volatile chemicals.
Oh, VOCs. Okay, VOCs. Volatile organic compounds.
Yeah.
And isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That basically, the reason this has happened is because everybody else was not doing their job, but now they have told you. Now, let's put it this way. If they wanted to steal your home, they could tell you that you had a problem, and of course you have no way of knowing whether that's even true, because their government laboratories are going to do any tests that are done. If they want to get rid of you, financially destroy you, steal your land, whatever, they can make something up. And they can say that there's a problem, and then all of a sudden, you're going to be in a love canal position trying.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
And we're back with What's Ailing America. We have Susie on the line from Minnesota. And I just have to say and tell the listeners of RBN, and especially the ones that call in, how grateful I am to you, because you help me keep going. And I like to do these shows every once in a while where there's no guests. It's just me talking about current events and then you chiming in because it's such an upliftment of myself to know how knowledgeable you people are and what you are doing. I mean, look at Susie in Minnesota. She's going door to door. She's saying, I smell like a gefilte fish. I am not going to stand for this. If there were more people that would do this, we could turn things around in a heartbeat. But Susie, please continue, because I so commend you, because I'm sure many people in your community were like, toxins from dry cleaning? I had no clue.
Yeah, not only that, I wrote into the local paper as a heads up.
Right. Because when you you go to your doctor, he doesn't say, do you get a lot of clothes dry cleaned?
Of course.
You know, they don't ask you anything about toxin exposure.
No.
This is very important.
Well, and here, this is another detail I want to pass on to people. Two points. This summer, the longest Superfund site per dry cleaning in the state of Minnesota is about 25 years old now. It's still a Superfund site.
Oh.
It tells you the chemical doesn't disappear. People, if it stays in the ground, what do you think it's doing in your air? It settles in your body and your tissue. It's there.
And it's causing cancer and all kinds of chronic diseases.
People should be shutting down dry cleaning, but they don't get it. They don't get it. They should be shutting them down. We have a green
Susie,
one.
Susie, They should be shutting down vaccination factories.
All of it.
All kinds of other things.
All of it. Okay.
It's the big picture. Go ahead.
Okay, so another point is, and this is, again, part of the smoke screen. Okay, every city has a mandated a drinking water report. And that water report is the testing. So the one that will come out this year in 2013, spring or summer, is the testing that they did in 2012. Okay, mm-hmm. Those reports, they only test what they feel like. And who knows, maybe they run tests and then they don't divulge them. But the thing is, so if they were in the soil, see, the thing is, whomever comes up with the formula for the parts per million, the parts per billion that are safe, see what I'm saying? You like what's supposed to, right. Okay, so the chemicals from the dry cleaning, the chemicals from whatever, I mean, so if it's in there, they don't have to list it if it's in a safe zone. So if it's not written, it doesn't mean it's not in your water.
So, well, not to mention the fact that the people that are doing the testing work for the government.
Exactly.
And the ones who will work for the government are the ones who got the job through contracts that they, you know, stuffed money in somebody's pocket to get in the first place.
Exactly.
So the layers of fraud and corruption are just mind-boggling.
Well, and the thing is, it's the whole system. And if people do not accept that reality, stacked against us, and the thing is, yes, it seems like it's endless, but you can't give up. You can't roll over and play dead.
No, of course, I'm not, believe me, that is not what I'm promoting.
Yeah.
I'm promoting people check things out for themselves and realize on how many levels they are being committed treason against by those monsters in the District of Criminals.
Yep.
We're paying for this treason. They are killing us.
Right.
So and stop being afraid and stand up.
And with the labels, too, people are far removed from when, okay, so the state level name, whatever the state name is for the EPA, whatever the state level is.
Right.
Yeah, whatever the agency name is. The name is, again, confusing in that, oh, the state's taking care of it. No, it's our money that's taking care of it. Then when it gets to the federal level, oh, the feds are taking care of it. No, it's our money that's taking care of it. So people,
but they're not taking care of it.
No, but the whole point is people think, oh, it's being taken care of. It never is.
That's what I'm trying to make people realize. These agencies are all corrupt. They're protecting the wrongdoers.
It would be cheaper.
Huh?
Well, I was going to say it would be cheaper with these money spent. It would be cheaper if they paid for everybody to have water filters and, you know, air for the home. It would be cheaper for them to do that.
Yeah, but they're not interested in health. They're interested in population.
Yeah, I know.
And see, another thing I want to say is that I also have, compassion for the people that run these dry cleaning stores because they're not told either. They have no clue the dangers that they're exposing themselves to, and most of them are of Asian extraction. And that's one way that they're taking them out. They're basically getting them to think, oh, this is a great business for our family.
Right.
And then come to find out they're all dying of cancer.
Right. In fact, yeah, it wasn't always Asian. I mean, it has turned that way now, but you're right. It has it's kind of evolved that way. And another big piece, another site that's still a cleanup site, and the politics on that I really dug into, was the original distributor in the area was Schlaf Chemical, and they had majorly contaminated the aquifer in that area, and before they could be accountable in court, they sold it.
Well, I have some other callers waiting to come on, but I want to encourage you, Susie, to get your own internet radio show. You obviously have the information. I'm not kidding, because this is one area that's very rarely exposed, and I'm so glad you brought it up, because I do know about this. But like I always say with the show, What's Ailing America, I'll never run out of answers to that question.
Yeah.
But this brings together many aspects of the problem.
Well, it did for me, too, and I'm glad to have, delved into it. I just wanted to say that the board man, got me wrong. I just wanted to clear. This is CJ.
And, CJ, okay.
Yeah, and he said Susie, but it's CJ. So.
Well, I know that you're a warrior, so CJ or Susie, I still encourage you to get your own internet radio show. I'm sure many people would be happy to hear from you. And if I can help you do that, I will help you do that. I've talked to you many times. You never told me about this aspect. I know that you're delving into so many things.
Yeah.
Like all of us who started going down a certain rabbit hole, once you go down that rabbit hole, you end up saying, oh my God, I'm in a black hole, you know? It never ends.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for all you're doing.
All right. And thank you for what you're doing. And, people with dry cleaning, get it out of your closets and never dry clean again. Okay, we have BJ on the line from Arizona. Are you there, BJ?
Dr. Carly, I want to second the motion on Chris's thank yous to you and for what you do. I have a comment, and it's small in comparison to these big issues, but it brought up the hypocrisy thing for me. Remember about a year and a half ago or so when they all of a sudden took off Primatene Mist off of the shelf? The people that were able to control their asthma with that $20 little inhaler thing.
No, I missed that. Please refresh.
Yeah, it hardly got any notice. They said that the propellant was bad for the, contributed to CO2 and the ozone layer. I just went, wait a minute, where is anybody saying, excuse me, we don't spray it into the air? We spray it in our mouths, you know, but now all those people can happily pay $200 to the RX for their prescription inhalers. But anyway, I have a question for you about the show yesterday. Did you have a guest?
No.
Okay.
No, I did another show where I just basically talk about current events and take callers.
Okay, because I could go on the, archive and listen. Now, it's not there, and the guy wants $20 a month to subscribe to the archives,
yeah,
and it's like, wait a minute.
Okay, unfortunately, I have never had any radio station have a problem with me posting archives for free, and Sheldon Day has done for that for me for years.
Right.
Because they're my shows. I do them for free for the station. And, yes, I got a call yesterday that I'm not allowed anymore to post the micro effect shows. So people.
Well, I bet Maggie won't want to come on with them then because she likes to post them on her website, you know.
Well, see, I'm kind of caught in the middle here. First of all, I don't make a dime off this in any way, okay? And my dream is to have some internet station started where the hosts actually get the money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How come mainstream media, you know, Glenn Beck people, they get millions of dollars a year, and we can't even get a dime for all the hours of research and stuff that we do? So that's first.
We're
of
on
all.
the wrong side of
right. But I do understand the stations need to make money from advertisers and archives and stuff. But unfortunately, yes, I was told yesterday that my archives from Micro Effect can no longer be posted. If people want to listen, they have to pay $20 a month.
That's not a copyright of yours also? I mean, that's your work. But anyway, I'm not paying them $20.
Okay.
If they were less, I would.
See, my goal is to stop the destruction of humanity. I do need to survive. I do depend on consults, and some people, including yourself, do contribute to me when you can. And I appreciate that, but I'm not in this for the money. My goal is to stop the destruction of humanity. So I try to stay like kind of politically neutral. I was told this by the manager of MicroFact, and I said okay, because you know I would rather keep having a show on that network than go up against that mandate. But you know this is a problem. Everybody's broke. I mean, I'm sure people would not have a problem with spending $20 a month on archives if they had a job.
what I pay for the internet. I mean, come on, I listen to a lot of different things. I can't pay 20 just for one station.
That's what I tried to say. But all I can say is I'm trapped in the middle. I try to be as cooperative as I can, as much as somebody of my ilk can be cooperative, because you know that I'm not cooperative with
the other side.
But yeah, it's a problem. I mean, all of us have to survive, and you know, most of us aren't.
I'm gonna just write to them and recommend, you know, lower the price to get more people. But anyway, yes, it'd be worth it just for yours. You know, they have other good shows, I'm sure, but I really, you know, I'm not going to pay for that much. But, you know, I'll just be sure to listen and tune in and not do errands when I think I can listen later.
Okay.
But thanks so much.
And also because I really appreciate you calling in. You have excellent comments always.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, BJ. And
thank you.
Have a happy new year, whatever that means, as we live in hell. Okay.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Kim from North Carolina, are you there, Kim?
Didn't want 2012 to go out without, you know, offering a big thank you for everything that you've done for my husband with your protocol.
Thank you, Kim.
And it's meant so much to both of us because he's, you know, he's looking so well and he's feeling so well. And don't give up on me. I plan on being your next client. I just can't
do... Okay, and if I could, as long as you called in and you said that your husband had... how many skin cancer lesions? 20-something?
25.
And after going through the protocol, he's pretty much doing great, right?
Oh, yeah, the ones that were really worrisome, they were pretty large. Like, I would say like nickel to quarter size and just always weeping. And they were really just a bad source of concern to me because, you know, the only thing that the doctors want to do is cut them out. And he's had a couple cut out 10 years ago, but that just doesn't take care of anything because then they're everywhere else, you know, and then you just end up with scars all over your body.
Well, not only that, but when you cut them out, you're not cutting them out.
No,
because just going in with a knife, you have no knowledge of where they end, and cancer is always a systemic problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they never tell you that. You know, they just make you think, oh, we're cutting that one out,
yeah,
and that one's gone.
Dead.
But then you've got, you know, 24 more, and then it's just a cycle. But that's all it is. Just a marketing strategy, basically. That's nothing to do with helping you.
They're brain dead. They have no clue about not only how to heal anything, but they have no clue what causes the problem. And that's why I was talking about with CJ from Minnesota when she was talking about this dry cleaning situation.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time you went to any doctor and they asked you, are you exposed to dry cleaning toxins? Are you exposed to pesticides, fluoride, aspartame, anything?
They don't
ask about toxins because, see, this is one thing. This was one of my moments as I was talking to Chris from Las Vegas about the moment. The moment when you see, and you say, uh-oh, I smell a gefilte fish.
Mm-hmm.
One of my moments was when I learned about this word detoxify. Detoxify. Never heard that word in medical school. And then when you learn not only that there are ways to detoxify, to get poisons out of you, and my favorite way is with homeopathics, but that the fact that that word is never mentioned because all the doctors do is toxify. So if they started asking you about your exposure to various bad things, then they would have to ask you about exposure to bad things that other doctors have done.
Mm-hmm.
And that would cause an awakening amongst the slave work units.
And they don't want that. But I do have a comment about dry cleaning because I think it's interesting. I have a dear friend in Florida who has multiple chemical symptoms. She can't get anywhere near a person wearing something that's been dry cleaned. The two biggest offenders for her are dry clean clothes and dryer sheets, fabric softener sheets.
Uh-huh.
She can get nowhere near them. She goes into neurological problems. She gets nervous tics. She can't lift her right leg up. And it's just a terrible thing. And
Wait. Did she ever work in a dry cleaning establishment?
No, she was an RN. who now works from home doing electronic insurance review because she can't work outside the house anymore. She's almost in a bubble. And I have tried to get her to look at your site. She really would love to do your protocol. She's just got such a bad financial situation right now.
Like everybody else, I know. But let me just say, like everybody else, it's the straw that breaks the camel's back. And, you know, for some reason with her, it was the dry cleaning thing. But we have one more segment, so please stay on the line. I want to get into this very important. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. And we're back with What's Ailing America, the last segment, and we have Kim on the line. And Kim, I just want to say that it's so important what you were just talking about in regards to your friend the nurse who realized that she's toxic to dryer sheets and dry cleaning. And that's why I always talk to people about the fact that it's always the big picture. And I encourage all of you to go to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. You will see in the middle of the page, vaccine-induced disease explained in diagrams. Click on those diagrams. There's four diagrams. It's not just vaccines. It's the big picture. It's everything. And print out those diagrams and then listen to the lecture I gave in Chicago 2008 where I'm explaining them. If you can't afford to get a consult, and I know everybody's broke, but of course it's important to get a consult as soon as you can, if you can, because there's going to come a point when you can't get access to any of the things that you need. We know that's coming. Not to mention, but there's not going to be any food on the shelf, etc. But at least if you can learn what not to do, that's very important, and that's why educating yourself can save your life. Go ahead, Kim.
And I just want to let you know, too, that I've told you before, I will be your next client as he's finishing up. He'll be, I think he's got two more rounds after next month, and then he'll be done, and then it's my turn.
Okay.
I look forward to that, and I just wanted to thank you so much for...
Well, and I wanted to just ask you, I've talked to you a few times, but I have so many people, I do get a little bit confused. I know that you have a child that's getting ready to have a baby.
Yes,
did the vaccine issue get resolved there?
Well, this should let people know a lot. She's an RN as well, but she will not have her baby in a hospital. So that's really a great thing to me. I think she'll be exiting out of that field soon. I mentioned your homeopathic course to her. And she is interested, and she's also thinking about midwifery because she really does love that field, and I'm just so glad that she's having a home birth. I send her all your info concerning vaccinations, and plus she knows because I didn't have her vaccinated. She knows how
we actually... Well, and the great thing is that you have maintained a relationship to her with her where she's not acting out. There gets to be a power play lots of times where the spouse or the child or the parent, whatever the case may be, gets an attitude. It's like, who do you think you are? You know more than me. Of course, they've never done any research, and that's why they're totally clueless. But somehow you've managed to keep that relationship to the point where she will listen to you. So that's critical.
Well, I'm also thankful that she's got some friends around. I know she hears me. Now, how much she listens, I'm not really 100% sure because we don't live in close proximity. But, it can get frustrating sometime, but at least she and her husband are moving more into the natural realm. I mean, they're really seeing that mankind should have never left that from the beginning. I mean, we should live as close to the ground as we can.
All she has to do is look at her father.
Yeah.
Look at her father. Did she look at her father?
But yeah, but she was really impressed. She said, wow, you don't have spots all over you anymore.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Happy New Year, whatever that means in hell, to all the listeners. We'll be back
next
week. And thank you for listening. That's it for now. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in, Kathy.